We are continuing our shiurim on Binyan Ariel. We are on Daf Ayin Dalet 74, Ot Lamed. This is a sefer again from Rav Yaakov Hiram. Sedesh Shvirat Asheva Tachtonot Ubitul Upgam B'Shalosh Rishonot B'Chinot Shelgar Shenoflu Gam Hem Lebia. Okay, that's quite a mouthful of an introductory title, but let me just explain to you what we're going to speak. We're speaking about here about the Asara Nikudos that came out from the Anarim De'ak, as we mentioned beforehand. They're coming out, these different Nikudos are coming out. Now, we're speaking specifically about the seven lower ones, we call the Zats. Well, otherwise we can refer to them as Za. Za is synonymous for the Zayin Tachton in the last seven Sfirot. And how they broke, and all the eventualities of what happened after that, and how that was created due to the breakage of the Zayin Malachim, created the lower spiritual world and our physical world here that we live in. That's the title. Let's continue. Ot Lamed. Hine. הגם שביארנו שעניין מיצות מלאכים היה שבע ספירות התחתונות בעולם הנקודים, עולם גם שלוש ספירות הראשונות שבו הגיע קצת פגם וביטול כאשר נבער אתה. So even though we speak about a lot about the breakage of the seven kings, right, that we find in Parshas Vayishlach, the Zayin Malchei Edom shemetu, that died, but you have to understand that even the three primary Sfirot, which is Keter, Chochma, Bina, also had their particular problems, and there was a pogrom that happened to them. V'hu ki kasher yotzu orot ben im orot sag ma'u ben the sag shebetocham me'naim de'ak. So we know how to what is exactly that light that came out that became the ten Nikudot that came out from there, Naim Da'ak. What was the name of that? What was the source of that light? That was called the Ben. The Ben, the Shem Hashem, Gematria 52, Havaya the Ben, which is Havai Kfula, we call it, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, doubled over. So that Shem Hashem, that powerful Shem Hashem, that was the source of energy for the Zayin Malachim, and also included them with the Sagma Uben of the Sag. ועברו דרך עולמות אחף המתפשטים הציבור דאק. So let's just remind ourselves before this event of the Zayin Malachim coming out from the eyes of Ag, we also had the oro, the lights coming out from the Oznaim and from the Chotim and from the Peh. Now all those lights that came out, where were they? They were in the front of Adam Kadmon. So we can understand that as these lower lights called the Nikudim came out from the Naim De'ak, they passed via what's called the Olamot Ha'achav. Shovu, and by doing that, Shovu Kilia Nikudot Orot Me'achav, they drew essence and energy from the Achav, right, the Olam HaNikudim, these Nikudim, small little Svirot, the 10 Svirot, they drew from the Olam HaAchav, source and energy, in order to create the Kelim. Shema'otam ha'orot nasu v'nishlumu ha'kelim de Olam HaNikudim k'nitzke le'el. Ve'az, b'tchila yordu ha'kelim de etze Svirot de Nikudim, ולבישו לאק מהטיבור שלו ולמטה באופן זה שקלי קטר דנקודים הלביש לשליש תחתון את תפאר דאק מהטיבור עד סוף תפארת. So let me just explain to you. So as these lights were coming up and down the ark and they were getting their energy in order to build the kelim, they gravitated low. Again, we're talking about in front of Adam Kadmon. They gravitated all the way down to the bottom to his waist, and from there, from his waist all the way down to his legs in front of him. Again, we're not Megashim. There's no legs. There's no waist in this. Again, these are all spiritual lights But we're just trying to get some grappling again, as we said many, many times, to understand the concepts over here and what's happening. So, as they're gravitating down Mitibu al Raglayim, that is going to be the Mokum where it's going to be called the Olam HaAtzilut. Now, this Olam HaAtzilut was primarily formed by the Kelim. First, that was the first stage, and then we're going to see how the lights are going to go and fill up those kelim. And this is again the theme in Kabbalah, always these two principles over and over again. You have kelim and you have orot. That's all that Kabbalah speaks about. That in our terminology, that would be guf and neshama. That's how we can understand that every neshama needs a guf and every guf needs a neshama. So that's what he says. So what is exactly, technically, the levels of all these kelim? So again, I repeat, b'tchila, yoldu akilim do eser sfirot inikudim. All these eser sfirot inikudim come down. V'hil bishul, they're lying on top of ak, where mitibo shelo v'lemata, from his waist downward. Both in this, shekeli akete, the first and the top keli, the Nikudim, that was Malbish, the Tachton Tiferet, Shlish Tachton Tiferet, the Adam Kadmon, Mitibo Adsof Tiferet. So again, when we look at the Adam Kadmon, we look at his chest, and this is the way it's always done. We split that chest of the Patsuf, which is called the Mokum Tiferet. The Mokum Tiferet split into three Chalakim. Shlish Elyon, Shlish Emtsoi, and Shlish Tachton. So the Keter of Nikudim, which is coming from Nindak, is going to be Malbish, who is going to be placed on top of what? The Shlish Tachton, the Tiferet, the Adam Kadmon, which is equivalent to his Tibu, which is his waist. And that's going to go all the way down to the Sof of that Tiferet, which is called the Shlish Tachton. The Keli Chokma Vibina the Nikudim. Now, what about the Chokhmah, the Kudim, are coming out, the Anayim, the Ak, where are they going to be placed on? They're going to be placed on the Perkim HaRishon of the Netzach, Hod, the Ak. Also, when you look at the right leg of Adam Kadmon, that's called the Netzach. The left leg of Adam Kadmon is called the Hod. As well, we split that into three parts. Perk Elyon, Perim Tzoi, and Perk Tachton. So where is the Chokhmah of the Nekudim going to be? That's going to be the Perek Elyon of Netzach, and the Perek Elyon of Bina is going to be placed on the Perek Elyon of Hod. Shehem Chesed v'Gvura. Sorry, v'Keli. Let's repeat that again. Keli Chokma Bina Nekudim Hibishu Perek Rishonim de Netzach Hod Ak. Let's continue. V'Kelim Shel Azat Zayin Tachtonim de Nekudim. So what does that leave us? That leaves us with Chesed Gvurah Tiferet Netzachot Yesod Umalchut. So those will be Malbish Itpashtu Bechad Samcha Vilbishu LeSheerid Nahi DeAdam Kadmod Ad Sofo. So the Chesed of the Olam Nikudim will be Malbish on the lower parts of Adam Kama until the Raglaim. Okay. The Mefarshim ask over here in Etzchayim, and also in Otzotchayim, they say it doesn't really make sense what's going on over here, because the Arizal says in Otzotchayim that the Zayin Tachtonim of Malbish, the Chalokim Tachtonim of Nahi, and we know the Nahi of Abba, the Nahi of Adam Kadmon, there's a right leg, left leg, and a center, right? That's the Yesod. Those are called the three kavim. Now, we know that the Rizal tells us in a place, in various places, that when the Nikudim, the Zayin Tachtonim, came down, they weren't like the first three sefirot. Keter Chochma Bina, that came out from the Naim, the Ak, took this formation of the Gimel Kavim, right, left, and center. But when we come down to the Zayin Tachtonim, they all stood one above the other. Interesting enough, they changed. They had a different formation. It's called Chat Samcha. Chesed was on top of Gvur, directly on top of Gvur. Gvur was on top, directly on top of Tiferet. Tiferet was directly on top of Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Umalchus. All were one straight, one line. So the Arizal tells us that the Zayin Tachtonim that came out, they were Malbish on the Adam Kadmon's Netzach Hod Yesod. Now, that's a bit of a difficult thing to do, because the Adam Kadmon, his Netzah Hod Yesod was on a right, left, and middle formation, and the Zayin Tachtonim were all in one line. So we don't have to be a great scientist to see that this won't match at all. How do you get one line into three lines? Is it one line? Is it three lines? How do we get the Halbasha to work over here? So the Mefashim said there was three lines. There was three lines. And the Zayin Tachtonim of the Melochim took the formation of three lines. That's very nice and well, but that contradicts the Ariza's previous statement that the Zayin Tachtonim were B'chad Samcha. So how do we miyashif it? The Leshem speaks about the Kerem Shlomo, the Yofi Shah. The Yofi Shah says that it's only a dugma on Lehatid. That the Ariza does this often to us, and that's why I'm bringing out this point, that when we, Bezat Hashem, when we get into the actual words of the Ariza, we'll see the Ariza often preempts situations and speaks about the future times. In the future times, what's called the tikkun, we'll see that the Zayin Tachtonim will take a position of Gimel Kavim, which is always more on the inyan of tikkun, because that's balance, that's rectification, that's harmony. Masha Ein Kein, in the Shvira times, you have to know that all Bechad Samcha. So when we read the Ariza on this piece and we see that they're all Gimel Kavim, don't make a mistake and think that they're actual Gimel Kavim. That's all in the future time. That's later on, after the Tikkun, after the Ma'achadosh comes out, and so on and so forth. That's we're going to see this formation. But at this moment in time, you have to realize, keep clear in your mind, that the Zayin Tachtonim are Bechad Samcha, one on top of the other. Okay, let's continue. Achakach, on page Ayin Hay, second paragraph. Achakach ba'u ha'orot de'eses sfirot de'nikudim ve'itpashtu gam hen me'atibu de'adam kadmon ve'limatem. Then, the orot, that's what I told you, this is the second stage. The first stage that we spoke about is that the kelim, about Adam, the kelim of what's called Zah, the kelim of the Zayin Melachim, all came out. There's more than Zayin Melachim. Eser Nekudot came out from the nine De'ag. Those were formed due to the Sheiva of the Achav, as we just read, that formed the kelim. Now we know there's another aspect of this. There's the Orot. So what we spoke about till now is all kelim, and now the orot come into play. And he says, repeat: Va'achkar boa orot, the eses v'od in the kudim yispashlu gamer mi'atibu de adam kadmon v'limata. V'yotam kol atesha orot klulim ba'or keter shua elyon shebahem v'hidla b'shua keli de keter v'nitkayim. So the orot came now. And now they were a bit different. The Etzah Kelim were 10 individual Kelim. When the all came, it was all one all. All one all. All 10 Orod were included in one big ball called Keter. Chochmah was in there, and even Malchut, all the Orod was there. And it floated down into the first Keli that it found, which was Keter, which was it. Now, Keter, the Keli of Keter, was strong enough in order to make Kayim and hold all that intense light. And we'll see later on that ball of light then drifts over into the Keli of Chochmah, leaving behind the Or of Keter into Keter, and drifting out 9 Orot into the Keli of Chochmah. Then Chochmah was able to keep that all long enough, and then without damaging itself too much, and then passing over 8 over, that means from Bina all the way down to Malchut into the Keli of Bina, and so on. So that system all worked all the way down to Malchut. The only difference is the first we were able to take the light and pass it over, but when it got to Chesed and down, well, actually the Rav says that through the Dat and onwards, then they started breaking because they couldn't hold the intensity of the light, and that was for many different reasons. Now, I want to tell you over a Bet Lechem Yehuda. Bet Lechem Yehuda was Rav Yehuda Pataya, a very, very big, big Gaon from Iraq. He was a Talmid of the Ben Ish Chai, and he was known to do Nisum and Niflot, and he was actually an exorcist as well. He was able to take out neshamas which did not belong to various people, which inhabited people, and he has a whole sefer called Minchat Yehuda, a famous sefer. He speaks about the tremendous stories of how people would come to him with different problems, and he would find out that they've been inhabited by various souls which did not belong to them, and how he was able to, through the Tikiyat Shofar and various Yehudim, to get these associated neshamas out of these particular people's bodies and so on and so forth. Whatever, he was a great Kabbalist, and he has a pirush on the Etz Chaim called Bet Lechem Yehuda. I think we mentioned this. So here he says the pshat is, where did these oats come from? We described this. So some people learn it came out actually from the Enayim De'ak, separately from the Oro, that means that from the Kalim. That means we had Es Asara Kalim that came up from the Enayim De'ak, and also then we have later on another ejection of Or, but those were the Orot of the Asara Kalim. But he wants to learn, but rather, when there was only one set of Eser Sfirot that came out from the Enayim De'ak, and that was Orot. So the 10 Orot came out from the Enayim De'ak. And as it's going past through the Olam of Achav, it drew, it's called the She'iva, and it made the Kalim. So therefore now we have, in essence, two aspects to these Eser Sfirot that came up in the Enayim De'ak. We have the Keli Chelik, which is formed through the Achav, and also, we also have a Chelik of that all, which stayed all. So therefore, it drifts down, says the Bet Lechem Yehuda, those Asara Kalim drift down, and inside of them you have the Orot. They drift down all the way down to the Tibur of Adam Kadmon, and then from there it drifts all the way down to the Raglaim. But that's all the Kalim. The Orot, it says, is a Me'akev. They stay above the Tibur and collect into one particular Or, one essence of Or, one big ball of light. And then that's where the story picks up over here. Then that all will then drift into the first keli it meets, which is Keter, and all the Keter is deposited into the keli Keter, and then again, well, like we said, Chochmah all the way down to Malchut goes down into the keli Malchut, and so on and so forth. That's the way the Bet Lechem Yehuda learns Pshat Ori. Okay, so let's continue. Let's start that paragraph again. ואחיכך בואו אורות דעשר הספירות ונקודים מספשטו גם הם מטיבור דאק ולמטה. בהיות כל התשע אורות כלולים באור הכתר שהוא עליון שבהם. All the אורות of כתר were inside of that. All the אורות were included in this one ספירה called כתר. ובשו בכלי הכתר ונתקיים. Then, what happened? As the light now is moving away from the Keli Keter, is depositing the Or of Keli, the Or of Keter in the Keli of Keter. And all the 9 lights now went down to Chochmah. They went to Chochmah Itkayim, and therefore they were. Nevertheless, able to mekayim. Acher kar nishar or chokma bekeli shelo, and therefore, then the or chokma, now will pass over. Yodu shar orot kulurim boor bina, vitla b'shu bekeli bina, v'nkayim. Same thing happened to bina. Acher kar nishar bekeli bina or shelo. Then bina kept its own or. And all the orot from Chesed down go now drifting itself into the keli of Chesed.
Now there's one fundamental difference, that the first we were able to hold this light, go through the system of taking light
taking what it needs and then passing it over to the next kelim. So that happened for Keter Chochma Bina. But once the Orot came to the kelim, Chesed could not support such intense light for many different reasons. We're not going to go into them right now. And there's like 16 reasons for this. And then it passed, and then it died, meaning it shattered. So that, it's called the Shivrei Kelim, fell down and created the lower worlds of Bria, Yetzira, Ve'asiya. And the Or did not go into the lower world, but rather stayed into the world, stayed in the world of Atzilut, which it was, but just fell lower than the normal status of a Chesed. But often shekeli pinimi de chesed nafal ba'olam abriya, keli amsai shelo nafal ba'olam nitzira, keli chitzon shelo nafal ba'olam asiya. So as the keli fell, it broke in three different levels. Every keli we know as a interior part, as an emtsai part, and it also has an exterior part to it. So those three facets of the keli, the interior part of the keli fell and created the world of Bria. The middle part of the keli fell in, and it fell into the lower world called Yitzira and created that. And then you have the most exterior part of the vessel that broke, and that fell and created the world of Asiya. And that's the way it always works. באופן שכלי פנימי דחסד נופל בעולם הבריאה, כלי אמצעי שלו נופל לעצירן, כלי חיצון נפל בעולם עשייה. וכן היה דרך זה בשעה ספירות השבע תחתונות. All of them work the exact same way. שנמשכו כל האורות כלונים בגבורות בכלי גבורה, ונשבר ונפל כנל. ויוצאו שוב כולם כלולים באור תפארת תדלבשו בקהלי תפארת ונשבה נפל וכן היה גם קהלי נצר דהוד ודיוסוד עד שנכנס כל המלכות או מלכות לבד ובקהלי מלכות נשבה שם גם הוא ונפל בכל ענף. So everything happened exact same way. So as the קהלי of Kelev Chesed broke, it passed over the lights which it had in it over to the sphere of Gvura. So which lights were in the Caliph Gvura now? Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod Yesod, Malchut were now found in the Caliph of Gvura. Now same story, Gvura cannot take the impact of all that light, the intensity of the light, and the fact that the Caliph was also premature, wasn't able to hold the light, and therefore Caliph Gvura broke. And now all the light drifts into the Keli of Tiferet. Now obviously the Or of Gvura also had to go, but it did not go into the Keli of Tiferet. Or what was in the Keli of Tiferet? It was the Or of Tiferet, Netzach, Hod Yesod, Malchut, and so on and so forth, until what was left, the Or of Malchut was left by itself to go into the Keli of Malchut. And even that, even though the Malchut was receiving only one Or, it was not able to take the impact of the Or, and it broke. And the Mefarshim asked the question, why is it? We could understand the previous Sfirot, why they broke, because there was a multiple amount of Orot in one Kelim. For example, Chesed not only had the Or of Chesed, but Chesed, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod Yesod, Malchut, had seven Orot in one location. We can understand why that would break. But why is it Malchut should break if it only receives its own Or? So not only the Mefarshim, but the Arizal asked this question in Shah Nekudim. In Shah Nekudim he speaks about this, and he says that it's a Totsor from the Olam Akudim, as we learned early on. The Akula, we know that when the Orot came back out, it's Pashtut Sheni, we know that the Keter was left behind in the Pidak. And therefore, the Orot of Keter didn't come out. Only the Or of Chochma came out. And the Or of Chochma went into the Keli of Keter. And the Or Bina went into the Keli of Bina. Let me repeat that. The Or Chochma went to the Keli Keter, that's right. And the Or Bina went into the Keli Chochma. And the Or of Dats went into the keli of Bina. And so Bikitzur, what happened was is that when we finally got to the keli of Malchut, there was no Oro to come, because again the Keter was left inside. So we're always missing another Oro. You have the 10 Kalim, but you have only 9 lights. So at the end of the day, Malchut did not receive a light. And that's why the Ariza says over there in Shan Akudim that it was a Kali. Malchut is a sphere that lays the Gami Klum. It doesn't have anything for itself. Because of this process that happened, it did not receive the necessary tikkun. And therefore, jumping into our Sugya of Nikudim, that is the reason why it was deficient Mikara. More than the rest, because technically it should have been able to receive its own light, but it did not because of what was the process that happened to it in the Shah Akudim. Okay, so let's continue with this. Still on page Ein Hey, at the bottom of the paragraph, at the bottom of the last paragraph. Hine, Kasher Nishbu Abanim Shem Sheva Malachim Atachtonim. Garmu mitatam v'shviratam pegam gam lemalam. So as the Zayim Malachim were breaking, Chesed broke, and then Gvura broke, and then Tiferet and Netzahod, you saw the Malchut, the Zayin Tachtoni broke, they were also creating pegamim lemala, deficiencies on the higher realms as well. And any, that's the way it works. The lower worlds are always a mirror image of the higher worlds. And since there was a deficiency in the lower worlds because they were breaking, that obviously had a ramification on the higher worlds. When the Zayin Malachim died, as they were dying, they created a bitul. Now we'll find different lashonot in the Arizal. One lashon is called shvira, which is breaking or death. Another lashon is bitul, means annulling. And another lashon is pegam, creating deficiency. And those are three different levels of deficiencies. So pegam is the lowest level, bitul is a higher level of deficiency, and obviously shvira and mita is the highest form of deficiency. So the Zayin Tachtonim, they had a complete shvira, that's a complete desolation and destruction. When it comes to the Sfirot of Chochma Bina, their deficiency was called Bitul. Because we'll see that every Sfira, as we explained earlier on, every Sfira, and this goes for Parsufim as well, have two aspects to them, which is called Panim ve'Achorayim. And this is depicted by the Havaya B'Pshuta and the Havaya B'Ribua. Now, in the Panim and the Achorayim, there's a Nafka Mina. Obviously, panim doesn't mean a face, and achorayim doesn't mean back, but rather, again, these are just different intensities of light. So when we say there was a shvira, in a sfira, this is important to remember, what we mean over here is that there was a breakage both in the back and both in the front. That means there was a total destruction of the sfira, both by achorayim, both by panim. Now, when we say the lashon of bitul, we mean that to mean there was a less of a deficiency, not as strong as the first one, meaning that only the achorayim broke, but not the panim, not the panim. And when we talk about the pegam, a pegam is svira, that's referring to a pegam in the achorayim of the nahi. That means nahi netzachot yisod of a particular part of is the lowest part, and then you have the achorayim of that, meaning it's a very slight deficiency that happened due to the breakage. So those are the different levels. Pegam, number one, and that's the achorayim, the nahi, the nafal, that happened to Keter. When Chochma Bina had their turn to have the deficiency, it was deficiency on the level of Bitul, which means the Achraim broke. And finally, when the Zayin Malachim, they broke, there was a deficiency over there called Amita, which is a complete Shvira of both the Panim and Achuraim. Now, it did not happen in this order. What happened actually was the inverse. As the Zayin Malachim were breaking, they were actually creating a deficiency at the same time with the Pasufim HaElyonim, or the Sfirot HaElyonim. So therefore, as Chesed was breaking, he was creating a deficiency in Chochma Bina, which would later become a Patsuf called Abav Imam. So let's read that again. So Ki Leolam Tikkun HaMashpiim Tlui B'Kimum Mekablim V'Kesheyesh Pagam Lemata Mimele Nase Chison Lemala V'Inenu V'Kesheyesh Metu Shev Malachim Hem Gormu Bitul Abav Imam. When the Zayin Malachim started their Shvira, they created a Bitul in the Olam HaElyonim. Shenoflu achoreihem lemata v'tachtit atzilut. And where did their achoreihem fall? They fell all the way to the lower part of atzilut. As opposed to, remember, the Zayin Malachim, they had a shvira, and that was a complete breakage of the panim achoreihem. They fell lower than that. They fell even to the world and creating the worlds of bi'ah. V'chenim gomu k'tzat pagam b'ket, as we said. שנופלו אחרי נהי שלו גם הם למטה בתחתית הצילות. So that created a pagam in Keter, and only his achoreihem of the night fell into the lower world. Page Ein Vav. אולם להיות שנפילת אחרים the אבא ואמא ואחרי נאי דקטה הייתה רק גבול הצילות ולא למטה יותר מוקום ביה, since they fell but they were still nevertheless within the boundaries of the world of הצילות, and they didn't fall lower to the עולם הביה, לכן נקראת ביטול פגם בלבד. That's why the names changed. It's called not שבירה ומיטה, but rather ביטול פגם, ולא נקראת שבירת ומיטה ממש. We still have to know something else. The kivan shel lifnei shenishbu ha-sheva tachtona de nikudot kiblu shefa umokim me'ashalosh rishonot nikudim ki yadua inan nitinat mochim de alma shekasher yonim ashpiyim mochim betachtonim. Svirat na'i shel elyonim mispashetet umitlabeshet gam hem betachtonim biyot melbishim el ha-shefa ha-mochim ha-nimshach el ha-tachton kashen yivayeh bezat Hashem b'meshach besod inyan nitinat mochim bekol makom v'machmat zeh ha-yu b'chinat shayechot shaychut lechub v'kete gam hem meluveshe betoch ha-sheva tachton lifnei shenishburum. ונעשו שם עצם בעצמם בבשר בשרם בחינות אלו של השלוש ראשונות, גם הם נפלו למטה בעת שבירה למקום העולם הבייה ביחד עם שברי הכלים של השבת התחתונה, ולא נשארו באצילות כמו בחינות העיקרית שלהם, אלא היה בהם אלו ביטול ופגע ונפלו רק עד סוף אצילות בבן כנזכה. So let me explain what he just said. Actually, it's a little bit complicated. I think we've gone over a time, so we'll stop it here for now. So we'll continue over here on page Ayin Vav in the second paragraph when we continue next time.